Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour, the hottest show on Saturday mornings in Jacksonville on Praise 107.9. And now, here's your host on the Empowerment Hour, Dr. Richard Danforth, president of the Jacksonville Urban League, Jarman Leitner, president of First Thursday, and the producer and host, W. Larry Williams, CEO of Anchor Multicultural Communications Company.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danforth, the president of the Jacksonville Urban League, and Jarman Leitner, president of Harvest Mental Health Services in Jacksonville in Florida. Welcome, guys, and happy Saturday to all of our listeners, and thank God for another day, another opportunity to try and get it right. Yes. This has been a monumental week, and I guess every week we come on, we're saying the same thing because it is, you know, number 46, the 46th president, Joseph Biden, was officially inaugurated on the January 20th, Wednesday of this week, this past week, and so was the first woman of color and African American. Vice President sworn in, Kamala Harris. And, you know, that along with a lot of other things that are going on around the world and especially in politics, we don't have to deal with 45 anymore in the presidential capacity. So that's a good thing. Some of the things Doc and Jarman and that's going on is that the first black the Department of Secretary of Defense was approved by the Congress, by the Senate Friday, and General Lloyd Austin. He's a West Point graduate, a native of Alabama who grew up in Georgia. I think he's going to be a great addition to the Department of Defense. Also, one of our homeboys, Dr. Danforth and mine, anyways, from Georgia, died today at age 86. The Hammer and Hank, as they used to call him, Hank Aaron, who broke Babe Ruth's record of home runs years ago and continued to reside in Georgia until his death. What's going on with you, Jarman? What's on your mind this morning?
All right. Well, sorry to hear the loss of Hank Aaron, the home run king. Condolences to his family. Well, I just was very impressed with the poet at the inauguration day. Inauguration day, because she was also African-American. You know, she was a woman of color who spoke so eloquently. I mean, her poem was just so full of peace and hope, and I can relate, Larry. I used to write poetry a lot. I used to go to the poetry nights and stand up and recite poems. So if I had been where she was, I probably would have, you know, snapped my fingers at the end of that poem, because it really hit a lot of the high points of what has been going on in this country right now. And I think it was so relevant and appropriate and powerful from the young woman named Amanda Gorman, who was 22 years old, and she was a Harvard graduate.
Well, you know, when I first saw her, Jamin, I thought she was like 16.
She does look young.
She looks really young, but she did an outstanding job, you know, with her poetry. And I used to write poetry myself years ago, and I could really relate to where she was coming from. But she took it to a whole different level.
Yes.
Hey, Larry, did you read poetry to your little girlfriends when you were growing up?
No, I ain't had time for that.
Oh my goodness!
Did you finish, Jamin?
Yes, I'm. I want to
piggyback on your comments because you know in the paper this week they talked about the nation. There's a chance to heal and unite the nation. Now that Biden is president, you know, he's calling for healing. He wants to bring the country together. And I think that that is something that's not only needed at that level, but it's needed right here in Jacksonville. I mean, we have a lot of issues and we need healing right here in this city, because even though folk were not storming the Capitol here, we know that anything can happen, but I'm for let's find a way to heal Jacksonville. And I want to piggyback on this young lady. I tell you, we all were impressed by Mondo Garman. But let me mention a few words that she highlighted in her speech. And I quote, she says, "We close the divide because we know to put our future first, we must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so that we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true, that even as we grieved, we grew, that even as we hurt, we hope. That even as we tired, we tried, that we will forever be tied together, victorious, not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division." So my hope and my prayer is that we here in Jacksonville will use every opportunity to engage the community in the affairs of city government, such that we can improve the lives of people in all of our communities rather than a select few.
And Dr. Danforth, you know, when at the end of her poem, when she was referencing all of the darkness and dark times that we have seen and that we will continue to see, she mentioned light. You know, she referenced scripture a lot in her poem as well. And she mentioned light. And at the end, she said, "We have to be brave enough to see it, and we have to be brave enough to be it."
Wow.
To be the light. And you know, in order for change, you know, healing, it starts with yourself. How can you be the light? How can I be the light in order for that change to happen, that positive change? You can't just continue to talk about healing and talk about what needs to happen. We actually need to do something.
Well, and I think that was a good first step in getting the talk done, but sometimes we need to hear some words of guidance and wisdom, you know, to stoke that fire that's inside of us, to make that person in the mirror more assertive in their everyday activities of defeating racism in Jacksonville and across the country. So, you know, that let's not sit and be you know, in awe of the things that are happening with this, you know, with the first Black Secretary of Defense, with this young lady making such a sensational speech. Let's take it to the next level. Now let's put some action to the words. We talked ad nauseum on this show about being active and providing action behind our words. And I think this is where we are right now in America. We need to start putting action to our words and just not talking, you know,
especially in Jacksonville, especially here in Jacksonville.
Yeah. And talk is cheap, Doc, you know that. Yeah. And we get a lot of it. And speaking of talk, you know, one of the things that we are going to discuss on the show this morning, in addition to our regular topics, the education, our education contributor will be here, and also we'll talk some, provide small business owners with some really great information about the PPP program, and also about starting a business. So these are some of the things that we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about another Shad Khan downtown Jacksonville development proposal that's hit another roadblock, and we'll talk about that. And other things, COVID-19, the vaccinations are out, and we were discussing off air about the vaccinations and the sites that have opened up in Jacksonville, and especially in the Arlington area. I believe that's that area, Doc, where the mall is located. The Regency Mall, is that where they're doing the vaccinations over there for city of Jacksonville and the state of Florida? So that's going to be interesting. I understand that they had long lines of, you know, they're vaccinating people 65 and older. The first day they had lines around the building waiting to get in. Waiting times were up to 4 hours. And then on Thursday, there was no line. And guess why, Doc?
They were out.
Absolutely.
They were out of vaccine.
Yeah. Okay. And people were wondering, wow, there's no line here. Let me run in here and grab my vaccination. And the vaccinations were gone. Ooh. This is a sad end to President Trump's, former President Trump's administration. You know, more lies to the public about having, you know, the vaccines in storage and all these type of just outright lies. I'm sorry, I just can't say it any other way.
We will answer that question, and we're going to finish our discussion on the vaccines when we come back in our next segment. We're going to take our first music break. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
Mary, Mary, yeah. The earth is shaking. Who gon' save the babies from another bloody Sunday? I'm singing Mayday, Mayday. They love me or they hate me for my skin color. But you say I am your brother.
The government keep lying to me, telling me that they come to set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God, yeah. The God with the resurrection power from the grave. Take away the hate, to heal the human race, yeah. We need a, we need a, we need a, we need a strong God.
Say Mayday, Mayday. They said the climate changing, the poor people in the cold. But you keep preaching to their soul. But we don't leave till everybody's free, and we won't sleep till everybody eats. Until lives matter more than ties matter.
The government keep lying to me, telling me that they gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a
strong God.
Real strong, yeah. We need a
real God.
Yeah, yeah. The God with the
resurrection power from the grave.
To take away the hate, to heal the human race. See, we need a, we need a,
we need a,
we need a strong God. See, we need a,
we need a,
we need a,
let's go.
We want justice, we want change, we want peace and no more pain. To be equal, to be free.
need. We want justice, we want change. We want peace and no more pain.
No more pain.
To be equal, to be free.
We want to be free.
Jesus, what I need.
Just don't preach the gospel. Be the gospel.
My country, tears of thee, sweet land of liberty. When will we finally see we need a strong God? Yeah. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on our knees. Heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency, 'cause we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God, the God with the resurrection power from the grave, to take away the hate, to heal the human race. So we need a, we need a, we need a, we need a strong God.
Mayday, mayday.
Yeah, yeah.
Say mayday, mayday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mayday, mayday.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. It's Larry Williams along with Dr. Richard Danford and Jarman Leichner. And we're here another Saturday morning, and you know, it's just a blessing to be alive and well. Again today, and hoping our listeners are doing well and enjoying, you know, the Jarman and Doc. I woke up this morning, it felt so good not to have Trump as our president. And now we're still dealing with some of the aftermaths of his presidency. Again, that's negative, and that's the vaccines, guys. Jarman, you would have had some thoughts on that.
Yes. Well, you know, we see a part of Biden's COVID plan within the first 100 days is to get 100 million vaccines out. And so I'm wondering why aren't children amongst kind of that initial group or part of the plan, unless we're just not hearing about it? Because we see here, at least locally, 20-30%, there's been a 20-30% increase in the number of children who have contracted the virus within the recent weeks, and pediatricians are warning that children can have serious complications and they are high transmitters of the virus. So if children are nearly 60% more likely than older adults to spread it, I'm wondering why children aren't on a high priority list to
receive. Well, you know, initially, Jarman, Trump administration and the CDC came out and said that children weren't super spreaders number one, they said that they didn't get the virus.
Yes.
Okay. But that, you know, as we learn more, we have come to the point that we see that kids can get the virus, and not only that, the virus is more prevalent in them, so they're more able to spread it more so, and the fact that they come in contact with so many people during the course of the day, whether that's at school, at home, you know, with their grandparents or parents, you know, that's one of the reasons why they are super spreaders.
Wow. Right.
And Doc, you were saying?
No, I just wanted to mention with this virus thing, Dr. Fauci is saying that he is feeling very good, that now he has an opportunity to talk about science and not get fired. You know, so for all these months, you really could not believe the administration or even the CDC. There was so much misinformation. And that's why we have confusion today. And we have people that are leery of taking this very important vaccine. So, you know, we've got to get the real deal, the real information out to people. You know, some people are just so gullible. They will believe anything that they hear, you know, from officials. We've been hearing a lot of stuff right here in Jacksonville over many years, and we find that it's all been selfish.
Yes.
you know, it's all been an opportunity, you know, to receive some funds. You know, it's there's just a lack of transparency, you know, and that goes even to the COVID-19. You know, I mean, we've got to do better as a community.
Right. And that misinformation that you're speaking of, Doc and Larry, I don't know if you've heard the recent report about mixing the vaccines. Remember, initially we were informed that you can't mix the two. If you began with Pfizer, then you have to continue with Pfizer. Where now, because there is a shortage potentially of the vaccines, if in certain situations you can mix it, is what has been reported. Okay, so
Wait. So
this is the latest. Latest misinformation. So we don't know what to do now. Now it's okay under certain circumstances. You can go ahead and get.
Let me just tell you this. Don't mix the vaccines. No. I don't care if they tell you it's okay or not.
Well,
don't do it.
People are hearing this. That's what we're saying. People are hearing all this information and just they're just uncertain on what to do, even in reference to how long between the doses.
Maybe that's what they were giving those tourists that flew in from out of the country to take. I guess they could stay here, take one virus, and maybe the next day they can take the other virus rather than wait in the 2-week period.
You know, I understand that they're over there at the the Ritz-Carlton's living it up for 2 weeks while they wait on their next shot.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wow.
But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, you know, it has come to this. And we're going to talk more about the kids, you know, the children's situation, especially the youngsters during the education corner. But, you know, it's a lot of things that's going on. I see that President Biden has signed a desk full of executive actions, you know, to offset some of the terrible rules and things that Trump had implemented. And, you know, including his famous or should I say infamous now border wall, which President Biden put an immediate halt to. And as I understand it, you know, it's more than just saying stop building the wall. There's a lot of processes that has to that this has to go through before they can actually reallocate the dollars that Trump had put over there. And then they're also checking to make sure that those the transferring of those dollars from different departments was legal. So there's a lot of stuff that needs to be uncovered and discussed and probably looking at some criminal charges down the road for some of these people who have participated, the ones at least that Trump didn't pardon already.
Well, it sounds like, you know, if one administration leaves the country in chaos, then the new one inherits the chaos. But if the administration leaves it in good standing, then the new one will inherit. It's like whatever the one leaving out, the administration leaving out, is what the new administration is going to have to deal with. And it sounds like Joe Biden and his team has a lot to
right. Deal with. But you know, especially when you're switching from a Democrat, a Republican to a Democrat or vice versa. Okay, because they come in with their own rules.
Just think if we had 8 years of this instead of 4 years.
Oh, please don't say that.
We don't want to think about it.
No, we just thank God that we didn't.
Yes. Go ahead, Larry.
Go ahead, Doc. Oh, and I was just going to say I wanted to see get you guys' opinion on the roadblock for Shad Khan again and Mayor Curt. They've shifted now to the DIA. What is it, Doc? The
Downtown
Investment
Authority. Yeah,
Authority, and trying to again, you know, give billionaires of taxpayer dollars to build their own playhouses and playgrounds, and that's what this next deal was about. With they're dealing with the National Park Service trying to exchange properties and again fulfill the wishes of the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who first of all needs to start focusing on his team and making it better before he starts ruining and taking money from the public and especially the taxpayers to finance his playgrounds and playhouses. So that's my take on that. And I don't know whether you guys want to comment or not.
Well, my comment was just, the Jaguars appear to have a new GM for the team. So maybe Shad Khan is trying to help.
Yeah, Jarman, he was promoted from within. So nothing changed there.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be the same terrible team that has always been.
Oh, no, don't say that, Larry.
If you don't change the general manager, that's the key to your building your ball club, though, Doc. You know, if you don't have a good general manager who understands and knows the NFL and knows how to, work deals and trades and number one, draft players. The fortunate thing about Jacksonville this time around for the draft is that their pick has already been made for them. It's going to be the guy out of Clemson, the quarterback. So we know that. So that's one deal that they can't mess up. But, the Khan administration, they probably screw that up.
All right. Well, we want to share our email address to our listeners. And that email address is jacksempowermenthour@gmail.com. That's jacksempowermenthour@gmail.com. We want you all to share your concerns, questions. If you are a small business owner, and you are still open and sustaining, we would like to hear that so we can give you a shout out on the radio. We're going to take our next music break. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9, and we'll be back.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
Question is,
when you're standing at a crossroads,
what do you do?
Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders.
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road. Say.
Keep the faith.
Come on. Tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, where do you look?
When there's nowhere else to look.
Where do you turn?
Where do you turn?
When there's nowhere else to turn.
When there's nowhere else to turn.
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
When there's nowhere else to go.
When there's nowhere else to go.
What do you do?
What do you do?
When there's nothing else to do.
When there's nothing else to do.
You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hand. And the Master has a plan.
And the Master has a plan.
So hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
And keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
He has worked it out before.
faith. Keep the faith.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. It's Larry Williams, along with Dr. Richard Danford and Jarman Leitner, and our special guest. We've moved around a little bit here this morning to accommodate our education expert contributor who's tardy this morning. I'm going to call him out. But anyways, welcome Bing from the Jacksonville Urban League's Entrepreneur Program. And Bing's going to be a regular guest on the show. Hopefully he'll be able to call in on time. So Bing, tell us a little bit about what's going on over at the Urban League and the Entrepreneur Program. I understand that the program is well underway, and folks that want to start a business certainly had that opportunity. And how do they get involved? And if they're interested, and who do they contact?
Well, thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me on your program again. For individuals who are interested in getting assistance from our program, there are two ways they can contact us. They can give us a call at 904-723-4010. That's 904-723-4010. Or they can just email us at jfegin, that's J-F-E-A-G-I-N, at jaxul.org. That's jfeagin at jaxul.org.
Okay.
Like you stated earlier, the services are on the way. We've been recruiting and providing outreach services to inform our community of all of the services that we provide. We have all of our coaches on board, so we're just waiting to get entrepreneurs sign up.
Bing, who's eligible to participate in this program? Is it anyone that's starting a business, or do you have to already have a business? How does that work?
Anyone, individual. We have two programs. One program for individuals who are interested in starting a business. And then we have another program for anyone who is already in business.
Okay. And so we're still recruiting. I assume that we're still looking for folks who want to be participate in the program, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And they can contact is there a phone number, since it's easier to give a phone number than it is to go through the alphabet soup for the online?
Yes, the phone number is 904-723-4010. That's 904-723-4010.
Okay, so if you're interested in starting a business, you already have a business, you need some help growing it, or anything to do with business acceleration, you know, call that number and they'll be able to direct you to a coach that will help you through the process of business startup or growth. And one of the things we're talking about as far as growth is concerned, being, I understand that there's a second PPP loans, which was a very popular, and PPP stands for Paycheck Protection Program, that was very popular under the previous CARES Act, and as I understand it, that there's another program that started on January 11th. How does that what is that program, and how does it work?
Well, basically, it's called the second draw of the PPP program, and primarily, if you had successfully received a loan during the first draw last year, that was between the months of March through June of last year, you qualify for a second draw. So
okay.
Basically, all you have to do is to go back to the lending institution, the bank or credit union that you originally got your first loan from and reapply for a second loan.
Okay. And will those terms be the same as they were before?
Yes. The terms will be the same. And actually, it gives you an opportunity to pay for more items.
Okay.
With the loan amount.
And so what are those, just briefly, what are some of those items that the loans can be used for?
Okay. Payroll costs, including benefits that you pay your employees, mortgage interest, rent, and utilities. But part of the new program, it also allows you to pay for any cost that's related to your worker protection for COVID-19. So if you provided PPP equipment and those types of items, you can also use the new PPP loan to pay for. Also, if you experience any damage to your property that was uninsured and it was caused by any of the riots and looting during 2020, that is covered as well. And other supplies and expenses that are related to the operation of your business.
Okay. And so, Bing, what are the amounts, the loan amounts and so forth that you can draw? I know a lot of folks were complaining that these large corporations, you know, receive millions of dollars in PPP support. What are the terms on those deals?
Okay. Well, you can get 2.5 times your average monthly payroll, and that's the average monthly payroll if you're in business in 2019 or in 2020, up to $2 million.
Wow,
if
okay.
If you are a – go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
If you are a food service business, then you get 3.5 times your average monthly payroll.
Oh,
so
wow,
there's
okay.
a special allocation for food service companies.
Great.
Okay,
great.
So I have a question, Larry. So that's just, so you mentioned it's this new round of the PPP is only for those who qualified or received it the first time. So it's not for people who have not received it at all.
No, it's for anyone. But what I was saying that if you had qualified the first time, then you know automatically that you qualified this time because
okay.
it's the same qualification. However, if you remember the first time, they stopped taking application about the middle of June. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, many of the banks and credit unions ran out of funds. This time, there's a promise that they have enough money to accommodate everybody. So
okay.
although you may not have received a loan during the first iteration, this time, they're saying that they will have enough funds to accommodate even those who did not receive a loan the first time.
Okay.
Well, that's
okay.
excellent news for our
yes.
small business owners and entrepreneurs. It's exciting that we have something to look forward to. And, especially for our Black business, Black-owned businesses, and businesses of color. This and women-owned businesses. This has to be something that is going to help a great deal in this first quarter and second quarter of the year. So,
yes.
Bing,
absolutely.
Thanks a lot for hopping on and being a part of the show. We look forward to talking to you each and every Saturday morning here on the Empowerment Hour. This is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. We'll be back after this music selection.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
I think it's me that I've been lying to about what I've been going through and putting all the blame on you. Then I pretend pretend to fix it on my own, placing myself up on your throne. I did this to myself and by myself alone. And if I'm honest, I know that my life's been slowly falling under the weather. God knows that I'm praying and believing for healing. Said I'm praying and believing for healing. Said I'm praying and believing for healing. Years go on and days keep floating by, losing so much more than time. But lives and souls and hopes and people left behind. Boys are growing into angry men. Girls grow up just wondering what's real in love and life. What do we believe?
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. It's Larry Williams, along with Dr. Richard Danforth, Jarman Leitner, and Bing from the Urban League's Entrepreneur Program. And while we have some, we had this last segment was really exciting news about the new Entrepreneur Program over at the Jacksonville Urban League, and we were talking about the one of the things I think is really, really hot, and that's the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, as it's called. And Jarman and Dr. Danford had some questions for you, Bing. Go ahead, Jarman.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify, Bing, for the listeners, if they have participated in the PPP program, the first round last year, Are they the only ones who qualify, or can any small business owner, even if they didn't apply, can they apply for it this round?
Anyone can apply. As you remember, last year, many of the banks and the program as a whole ran out of funds. So after June of last year, they were not taking any new loan applications. This year, a couple of things. One, they have pretty much guaranteed that they will have enough funds available to give anyone that applies and qualifies a loan. So that's one thing. Secondly, a lot of organizations didn't qualify last year because of what they needed the funds to cover. Therefore, this year they've extended the allowable expenses. Last time, the loans would only cover payroll costs and benefits, mortgage interest, rent, and utilities for your office or facility. This mm-hmm. year, they've added some caveats. Again, working, the COVID-related costs are now included for the workers' protection. So if you had to do something in your office or in your facility related to the protection of your employees or customers from COVID, then the cost of doing that is covered.
Okay, also, so
if I had to put if I had to put up plastic shields or shields and things for, you know, at my receptionist area, provide, you know, more
hand sanitizers
and that sort of thing, would that be covered?
Yes, sir. Okay. Those items are covered.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So that's good to know.
Yeah. So being sort of pivot into back to the COVID, are we taking some steps in entrepreneur program, you know, to work with the entrepreneurs during this COVID situation? I mean, do we have some new strategies in doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've extended our service capabilities to assist our clients virtually. So that's one of the most important things that the most important steps that we've taken, where now we can provide our services via telephone and or Zoom. So we provide our full list of services telephonically or, you know, via Zoom or telephone, wherein we can serve more customers than we previously were able to when we had to meet in person. And it makes it more convenient for the business owner.
So when can people apply for this loan?
If you had received a loan last year as a part of the first draw, then you you can go to the bank or credit union from which you received your first loan. And the application process is very simple because they have all of your information that you submitted for the first draw. So you'll just have to provide some additional documents for the second draw. Mm-hmm. If you need assistance, we have staff at the Urban League that is ready, willing, and able to provide all of the application assistance for you to get your second application up, loaded, and completed.
Okay. So, Big, if it's your first application, are you familiar with what the first small business owners would need if it's their first draw?
Yes. We have a checklist that we go through that we're helping our clients to complete the application.
And is the initial application going to be a little more extensive than what you just mentioned for the second draw?
Yeah, in that they're requiring more documents. For the second drill, like I said earlier, they already have, you know, many of the documents that you would require on the initial application. So they don't need for you to resubmit those applications for the second those documents for the second application. So the second application is much simpler.
Okay.
So what's the deadline for application? Is there a deadline?
Well, yes. There's a deadline for the banks to receive applications, and that's March 31st.
Okay. So the best thing is that if you consider it, get it done now and get it done early so that you won't be left out.
Correct. And it's first come, first serve. So, you know, the banks are processing the application based on when they receive them. So it's a first come, first serve basis. And they started processing application on the 19th of this month, which was Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Okay. Any other comments or questions for Bing? Bing, give us that phone number again, how to contact the Entrepreneur Program.
Okay. It is 904-723-4010. 904-723-4010.
Okay. And that's for anyone that wants to participate. They have to live in Duval County, correct?
No, just anywhere in Northeast Florida. Okay, the five Northeast county Florida. Areas in Northeast Florida.
Oh, great. Okay.
And all if right, you don't remember this number, then just call the regular number there of the league, and we'll transfer the individual to the appropriate person.
Okay, so just call the Urban League and get Google it, get the number, call in, get this money. This isn't like the school district when they tell you to get that money.
Where's Darryl? Where's Darryl?
Hey, he's not available, so we're going to talk about it. But anyways, Bing, again, thank you. We'll talk to you again next Saturday morning, 8 a.m., on the Empowerment Hour. We appreciate the information that you bring. This is really good information that our small businesses can use and should provide some relief during this COVID period.
Yes.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
Thank
you. All right, guys, let's wrap it up. We got about a couple of minutes here to, go back and wrap up. I think we had covered a lot of information today. And one thing I want to remind our listeners is that on the Empowerment Hour, we give you factual information as much as we can. We do our research every day and every week in preparing for the show. So I'm not going to tell you that it's foolproof, but it's like 99.9% that what we say on this show is true and relevant. And we want to educate you guys and inform you about what's going on, you know, and especially from a Black perspective. Dr. Danford.
Well, I want to close with my earlier remarks, and we need to keep our focus on what's really, really important. And all, you know, what is important is that we stay safe. We yes. listen to the CDC, and we find ways to help heal this community.
Amen. John Lightman.
Well, I'm just going to recap what the poet Amanda Gorman said about, you know, being brave enough to see the light and being brave enough to be the light. We need to be the light. We need to be the ones seeking positive change and not adding to the divisiveness, and continue to move in a direction of peace and hope so that healing can take place.
Yes. And my closing comments is from another well-known poet, Mario Angelou. And she says that we may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. So we're not going to be defeated on this show. And we hope that our listeners aren't going to be defeated either. We keep marching on regardless of the situations and circumstances around us. And I'll just say God bless America.
All right. All right. Well, we thank everyone for tuning in. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Have a wonderful weekend.